This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. 30 years ago this coming Saturday, the Berlin Wall fell as the Cold War melted away. The event that Germans call Die Wende, or the Turn, started a long and very expensive process of closing the economic gulf between the prosperous West and East, impoverished by 4 decades of communist control. Later this week, we're going to look at what it would take to reunify America's economically dynamic and lagging areas. But today, a reminder about the scale of what took place in Germany. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from Berlin.
On November the 9th, 1989, in East Germany, Holger Wenschu already had cause to celebrate. He was nearing the end of his post-grad chemistry studies, and it was his 25th birthday. But he'd get another reason to make merry.
I was in the basement of our dorm celebrating my birthday with a couple of friends. Somebody came in shouting out, you won't believe it, the wall is gone, and people were dancing on the wall.
Pictures of people dancing on the Berlin Wall went around the world, along with another more sobering image. Thousands of Trabants, the noisy and polluting East German cars, poured into West Berlin, the start of an exodus as people fled what Christian Hirter, the minister responsible for East Germany today, says was a very backward economy.
The productivity of the East was maybe 25% of the productivity in the West. The wages were much, much lower. The pensions were much, much lower. Life expectancy was 10 years lower than the West.
And he says the East German currency was virtually worthless. The Easterners demanded West German Deutschmarks in exchange.
The people in the East said, if the West German mark does not come to us, we will go to the West. And the people did.
To prevent East Germany emptying, the West Germans agreed a one-for-one currency conversion rate. And they began ploughing billions into rebuilding East German infrastructure.
Highways, railroad, sewage system, what have you.
Reint Grob, head of the Haller Institute for Economic Research, says that after 40 years of communist control, the country was in a pitiful state.
Quite frankly, most of the war damages were still visible in many parts of East Germany.
West German taxpayers have poured more than $2 trillion into the East, repairing the infrastructure, paying pensions and welfare, and supporting new companies. Like this biotech firm, JPT. The boss, Holger Wenschu, is that chemistry student who celebrated his 25th birthday the day the wall came down. And he's still celebrating the way reunification has gone.
For me personally, yeah, it's a 100%, you know, carving out JPT as a company and growing the company. This would have never been possible in East Germany.
But he's one of the winners. Many thousands of East Germans did not do so well. In Berlin, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.